Okay, let me check in here. Wow, there's a sea of crises coming up. Oh, that big one is a sea of crises over there.
We're now seeing the sea of crises coming over the horizon. What's near that crater right between us and it?
Okay, I'll get it for you right now. That's, Condorcet crater.
Condorcet?
Let me see, just to make sure. Are we under a sea right now, my sea? Yeah. So that's Condorcet crater. Condorcet.
We believe the crater, the large dark crater between the spacecraft and the Sea of Crises is Condorcet crater. Sea of Crises is amazingly smooth. As far as the horizon, past this rather rough mountainous region in front of the spacecraft.
How are you doing? We're just checking to see where we're going to go.
Yeah, that'd be better. Roger, we'll switch
windows. That's the one for the gimbal lock situation.
Is it
still on,
Bill? Yes. Be careful when you grab that handle, because apparently you can turn it off.
Asking how that is.
How's that look now, Ken?
That's real
fine. You'll have to talk to see what you are. I can't see where you are, Frank. Okay, what is the problem here?
Okay. I can't pitch up too much, John.
Can you roll? Don't pitch up, just roll.
What's that?
Can roll
right.
Roll right, and you can yaw left. Get your weight gimbal lock a little bit. Roll right and yaw left.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
We're going to lose it if you don't move over.
Roger,
right?
We're just about to lose the lock here. That's why we're slowing up a little bit.
Roger, we see the Sea of Crises in front of us now, and we're looking at the left-hand rendezvous window.
That might be Proboscis.
What's the name of the crater right out in the Sea of Crises? That's probably the one they're talking about.
Picard is right out there on the right-hand, the left-hand side of it.
How are we going to keep lock now, Bill?
Okay, the thing to do is to roll right, is the best thing to do.
Okay, I'm rolling right, I've got, I'm in there right
now. Well, we're not in limit, it's their problem.
Their problem?
Tell them that's the Picard.
Houston, how are you reading us now?
Yeah.
The crater you see on the horizon in the Sea of Crates. How are you reading us, Houston? Roger, we're getting a lot of static. The Sea of Crises is in front of us on the horizon, and the dark crater Picard can be seen in the middle. We're now approaching the moon's sunrise, or the spacecraft sunset. This is an area that the sun has just recently come up on the moon. What's this, what sea are we over now, Jim?
This is part of the sea of the...
You better yaw a little bit to the left. You're going to get the wind of sun on Frank's window now.
Yeah, yaw left.
Want me to still roll?
See the Mare, we're over now as a model look about it.
Sea of Fertility.
It's very heavily cratered, so it must be relatively new.
We're over the Sea of Fertility.
This is the Sea of Fertility, and we're coming up on a large crater, the Delta Rim variety. It has a strange circular crack pattern around the middle of it.
How many miles across is that crater?
You're looking at Tarantius?
Yeah.
Tarantius. Probably.
How many? Just give me a guess. 20 miles? 30 miles?
I see 30 or 40 miles.
Crater that you're seeing now is about 30 or 40 miles across. You better roll left.
Yeah.
Boy,
y'all left too. I see the
air
person in our
background.
Okay, roll left.
How's your picture quality, Houston? There's an interesting river directly in front of the spacecraft now. Running along the edge of a small mountain. Rather sinuous shape with right angle turns. Rolling left, Jim.
Roll left, okay. This area just to the west of the Sea of Crises is called the Martian Sleep. And to the west of that is the Sea of Tranquility.
Can you see the fracture patterns going across the Mare in front of us now, Houston?
Now you better stop the roll.
Yeah, stop the roll.
Right, here's a series of cracks or faults across the middle of the Mare. They drop down in about three steps to the south. The parallel fault pattern to the north has a drop down in the center. I think you may be going too far now, Jim.
Too far which way?
Yawing a little bit too far left.
Yawing too
far
left?
Yeah, why don't you yaw right a little
bit.
Yeah, we want to.
Yaw right.
Or else, if you want to keep going, I'll put it out
that's
this
fine,
way.
That's fine, though. You want to give it to...
Now, that crater right out there is a nice raw one is...
Well, they keep praying at that building.
I hope that all of you back on Earth can see what we mean when we say it's a rather foreboding horizon, a rather
dark
and unappetizing.
This is our landing site we're going over now?
Yeah, this is our landing site right down here.
We're now going over our...
Approaching the landing site.
Approaching one of our future landing sites.
Right down.
Selected in this smooth region.
Called
the Sea of Tranquility. Smooth in order to make it easy for the initial landing attempts in order to preclude having to dodge mountains. Now you can see the long shadows of the lunar sunrise.
Hey, why don't you start reading that thing, and then that would be a good place to end it.
Well, we got to go into it very nicely. Why don't we just go into sunset?
Right.
Sunrise. This is sunrise, yeah. We are approaching lunar sunrise.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
You got it, Frank.
No, it's yours.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Can you hold the camera?
Yeah, pass it over here, Jim.
Oh, it's perfect right where it is.
Okay.
And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
That's it. Don't see any more now.
I just turned it off. You want it on again?
Yeah, no, leave it off. Great. Great.
Off?
Yeah.
Okay. Camera's off?
Yep. Hey, how can you beat that? Jeez, we just went into the Terminator right in time.
Okay, let's get the spacecraft back in even keel again.
Yeah.
Here, here's this thing.
Alright, let's get the flight plan out there. See what
we got to do. Oh, okay.
Pretty impressive, huh? Oh,
it
sure is. Okay, man.
It's 86 hours.
Houston, how do you read Apollo 8?
Don't tell me you didn't hear it.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, radio up,
sir. Roger. Are we off the air now?
Why don't you just roll over to the right, Frank, and you can...
Did you read everything that we had to say there?
All clear. Thank you for a real good show.
Okay. Now, Ken, we'd like to get all squared away for TEI here. Can you give us some good words like you promised?
You want me to get that, or...
Okay. Now, I understand this is the maneuver pad that we will use for TEI. Is that correct?
Oh.
And you got the tape, Houston.
Radio copy, Ken.
Five, five, nine, seven.